Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Yes, a very good Wednesday morning. DiPietro and Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. You know what? With this shortened week, Rick, the Stump Rothenberg, it's here already.
It's today, baby.
It is today. Where's your lackey?
No lackey today. I don't know where he was. Dodged us. He said every Wednesday.
And then he bailed on this Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday. Maybe he had an eventful long weekend. Maybe.
I like when we have, and I'm sure Raymond likes when we have the intern because he can send him on a bagel run.
On a bagel run.
That was nice last week.
It's nice having some fresh blood in the studio, you know? A little energy. Oh,
because at this point, to see you guys day after day after day, it becomes monotonous.
Well, stop.
Oh, I love you guys, but it's like, you know, it's monotonous. To see someone new, it's like, oh, look at that. A new face, a new person.
It's having that young zest for life.
A joie de vivre, right. As some might say.
The youthful energy.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Because you're old. Let's face it. You act like a kid.
What do you have to take shots? Well, I can't do anything about my chronological age. There's nothing I can do about my chronological age. All I can do is act as immature as possible so you feel like you're with a young person. That's all I can do.
Your mother.
It's cute.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, could we at least point out to the fellas that I called you yesterday?
You
didn't
did.
Answer because you were at dinner. Sent you a beautiful text.
Okay.
Beautiful.
You did. RJ, what you don't know, what went down yesterday, he calls me about, I'm thinking in the 8 o'clock range, in that range between 7:45 and 8 o'clock, eating dinner, not going to answer the phone. I text him back instantaneously, said, eating, what's going on? And then he responds with, just wanted to tell you, that I hope you get choked out line to Michael Chandler, elite. I said, thank you so much.
I laughed a second time. I heard it was the promo. I laughed a second time.
Oh, it's in a promo.
Yeah. I was like, what is wrong with this guy?
I am a huge Eagles fan as well.
Oh, we got to go.
Yes.
Thank you so much. No. I hope McGregor chokes you out.
Oh, no. The voice changed. It was great. I loved it.
You know what I drove into the Max Kellerman. All right, thank you for your time.
Oh, it's my favorite.
That's what it worked its way into.
You're still here?
Yeah.
It's still my favorite.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your time. We appreciate all you do.
Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you for everything you do. That's what it was.
I miss those. Those are fun.
Oh, the crosstalk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was terrific.
Yelled at Jay Will. It was great.
Because otherwise it's bland and boring.
Hey, you're a funny guy.
This portion of the show, by the way, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Ridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. The Yankees are doing at least what they could do for us, and that is if they're going to play these games that start at 9:40 and go past midnight, at least end them early, and that's what they've done. Last night, third inning, 6-0, game over. Right? The error from Suarez, I thought, changed the entire complexion of the game. Yankees are scoring a million runs, and if you're just waking up this morning, they put up 10 more last night in a nice, tidy victory over the Mariners.
10 more. Last three games, 30 runs. Yeah, so the offense is healthy.
That's
Bader Loss is going to be that's tough. To have him back, you saw what he brought, immediately. Defensively, energy-wise. So that's a tough one. But you're going to get Stanton back here soon. IKF, man, monster night last night, and he's been really good.
You know why he's been good? Because they don't need him to be good.
Well, no pressure. I mean, you said he talked about it after the game. I mean, he's having fun. He's enjoying himself. And I think people, I mean, it's hard sometimes because you're watching these games. We spend so much time and energy watching these guys play every night that the expectation is, you know, these guys are pros. they'll figure it out. All the pressure and everything else isn't something that should affect them the way it does. But, I mean, especially with the Yankees. Being the starting shortstop for the Yankees, a guy who's, I mean, the guy won a freaking gold glove at third base, and now he comes to New York with the expectations of, you know, a team that's supposed to win a World Series, and now he's the shortstop. It was too much. So, I mean, imagine what Anthony Volpe's going through.
Right. Well, he's not hitting 200. But the nice thing is they don't need him to be doing great things. And,
yeah,
and then every once in a while, you'll get moments like you have last night.
The thing that concerns you a little bit with him, too, is the defense, though.
Well, he made another error last night.
Like, let's tighten that up. Those are controllable things. Don't bring the offense to the defense. If you're not going to hit, then we got to make sure we're playing a good, solid shortstop.
Which he has not done all year long.
No, he hasn't. Listen, I love the kid, and I think he's going to be fine.
Well, the nice thing is, you would agree he's not playing great baseball.
He is not playing up to the level that I think he probably expects himself
and
to play
at. And you're still 11 games over and not even healthy. So what happens when you get healthy and you get all your pieces back and he starts to play better baseball? Therein lies the question.
Well, right. I mean, that's the point. That's why he's the starting shortstop and IKF isn't. Like, I mean, you're getting now the best out of IKF in this role as a super utility. And I take it back. He actually looked pretty good in left field. And I think the more he plays in the outfield, like, he's smooth. He's a good athlete. I mean, Volpe, as bad as it's been, I mean, average-wise for him, because the average is not good, I mean, he's still on pace to hit 23 home runs and steal almost 40 bases.
Well, he's an athletic kid.
Right, I mean, if we're not a detriment defensively, and right, we're not costing our team extra outs in extra runs, and we can, you know, occasionally hit for pop, I mean, 23 home runs from him would be huge in this lineup that's already going to have plenty of power.
The 2040?
You're right.
From a guy you say isn't really having a great season?
Right. That's batting, I mean, 198.
Right. Is a hell of a season. Here is Aaron Boone on IKF making some serious strides.
Just continue on building on what's been a really impressive couple of weeks for him at the plate. We've seen some power in there, but and then tonight just hitting the ball on a line a lot. And he's in a really good place, had a great BP again today, and is carrying it right into the game. But the work he's been doing behind the scenes has him in a really good spot, and he's walking up there with a lot of confidence right now.
The only thing I'll say to that is he not working hard when he's not doing well?
No, I think he is. I mean, you're always grinding. I think some of these guys work too hard. You press too much. You take too many swings. You try to, I mean, I think it's the reality of sports and athletes is if some is good, more is better. But I mean, last 11 games, he's .382, three home runs and 12 RBI. So, I mean, you're getting that from him. And then on top of it, I actually think Gleyber Torres, I mean, he's got the 10-game hit streak going on. Maybe, I don't know if he settles in as the leadoff guy, but maybe for him, it's a spot in the lineup that suits him just because he's not trying to do... Like, what do we always say about Gleyber Torres when he's at his best? He's using right field.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so now if I'm not trying to be a guy in the middle of the lineup that's going to hit for power, and I can just focus on just getting the barrel of the bat to the ball...
Right. And you're going to get better pitches because you're hitting in front of Judge.
Yeah, more bats the better, baby.
Right.
Give me as many bats as possible.
And Judge,
I get
it's
on base.
Another one last night.
Dude, so yesterday we were talking about how important Judge is to this team. And now it's, you know, who's the best? All these different things you're hearing about him. He's clearly the best player in baseball or the second best player in baseball, however you want to frame it. I mean, he is right there at the top of his game in the game, period. So you asked me the question, coming off the MVP last year, how important is this team? What would this team be without Aaron Judge? So I actually saw a stat yesterday. Now the slash line I'm going to give you is before last night's game.
Okay.
I added the home run and the RBI. So, in the lineup with Aaron Judge, they're 29 wins with him in the lineup, okay? .390, .492, OPS at .950, 17 home runs, 35 RBI. The 17 losses, .161, .264, .242, one home run, 4 RBI.
So they go as he goes.
He goes, they go.
Yeah.
And right now their offense is going.
Well, they're scoring 10 runs a game. And again, this Miller kid has been sensational. Logan Gilbert is a good pitcher. Now, tonight you see George Kirby, who's the local kid. But, I mean, it's every day you're seeing a pretty good pitcher. Padres pitching is pretty good.
Yeah, and this offense has been up to the task. I mean, you mentioned Suarez, and that's a play. I mean, that's his first error of the season. That changes the complexion. Then on top of that, Volpe hits the big home run, game's over. But I think the other thing we need to talk about is Nestor Cortez. I think that was the other thing we were looking at last night, right? We talked about his stats, third time through the lineup, and then I was listening to Susan in the car on the radio talking about how Nestor is, you know, it's a story because people are making it a story, and it's
that's a terrible take,
right? Then talking about pitch count, and he was only going to go, you know, his last start, he was going to go as far as Frazier, and Frazier's the one that ends up hitting the home run, and Volpe could have made the play, and it would have been a double play, and it would only been a solo home run, and you kind of almost saw the identical situation happen last night, where it's fifth inning, it's you mean it's the nine hitter, and four straight pitches he walks him, which is what he did in his last start. With the leadoff walk.
But the thing is, last night, he had a huge margin for error.
Yeah, but still, I mean, he's still trying to figure it out. Like, they need Nestor Cortez, especially with no Montas and no Rodon yet. They need him to be what he was last season for them.
I don't know that you're going to see that.
Well, I mean, you'd like to.
Of course you'd like to, but your sample size is not small. I mean, he has not been that same pitcher so far this season.
Well, what was crazy about that inning, though, too, is that he has the four-pitch walk to the nine-hitter, and then you have the France double. He scores. And then he dominates Julio Rodriguez, who's one of the best young players in baseball.
Sure.
And then he has no problem with Suarez to end the inning. And by then, and that was it, five innings. So, I mean, you'd hope for better from him. Maybe this is just who he is now. But I don't think it's just us making up him third time through the lineup is
well, a problem. No, that's a bad take. And she does a really nice job, but this is a media-created thing. It's not a media-created thing. It's a Cortez-created thing, which we're reacting to,
Well, I think it was Nestor saying to her, this is a story because people are making it a story, when in actuality, it's kind of when you look at the numbers and you realize that it jumps to, you know, guys are hitting 452 against you.
That's not the media is making this into a story. If you don't mention it, that to me would be a story. I mean, how could you not mention that? What do you say? It goes from like they're hitting 170 to 400 off of them?
452.
That's a story.
That's a big story.
That's a big thing that needs to be discussed.
Well, on top of that, I mean, you have expectations for this guy. This isn't the fun, lovable, you know, story that it was. Like, he's established himself as a guy. I mean, he was an all-star last year. That, I mean, with your rotation the way it is now, that you're expecting him to be, you know, slotted right behind Gerrit Cole as your second best pitcher right now.
Without Rodon, there's more pressure on him. Now, you take some of the pressure off when you have six runs by the end of the third inning.
Right, but it's still, like, even now, but it's still something that you have to keep an eye on.
Absolutely you will.
Because, I mean, when you look at what this team is trying to achieve, right, and what this rotation has the potential to be once it's whole, I mean, that's a huge strength, or should be a huge strength in the Yankees.
Here is Aaron Boone on the outing from Nestor Cortez last night.
I thought Nestor was good again. You know, ran into some trouble there in the fifth, but made a big pitch to get out of it, which I was, you know, happy to see him do that after, you know, until he walked the leadoff hitter in that, I think, four pitches. So that kind of put him in a bad spot in that inning, but was able to right himself and really make a big pitch when he needed to make it to get through that fifth inning. So, but I thought he came out throwing really, I mean, I think that first inning he threw all fastballs, but one cutter, had a couple really good changes. Ups for strikes tonight, but I thought his fastball was crispy tonight and good.
All right, so there's his manager saying how good he was. He says he was, you know, so good again. I don't know, quite frankly, what he's talking about, because last time out against Baltimore, he was dreadful.
Well, no, I think it's the same thing, though. He was good to a point. Like, he is good up until a point, and if you want to blame it, if it's the pitch count, if he's getting worn down, whatever it ends up being, when you look at first time through the order, second time through the order, and then once you get to the third time through the order, he gets knocked around.
He had a long leash last night because they had such a huge lead. But, I mean, for the manager to say he was good again last night, his ERA in May is 5.5. 5.5. So where are all these great starts coming from? And again, I don't mean to start the show and beat up on the Yankees, but I just, some of the things that people say, it doesn't add up to what's actually happening out there.
Well, I think, but part of it is, you got to understand, I mean, it's something that has to be on his mind. It has to be. I mean, he's talking to Susan about it, and he's making different excuses as to why it's not the third time through. You know, as a manager, your job is to try to instill confidence in your players. Knowing that Nestor Cortez could be a big part of this team moving forward.
He's
a big part of this team
moving
forward.
Yeah, he needs to be a big part of this team moving forward.
They're going to need him to figure this out. I mean, when you look at, so we keep talking about the Mets bullpen and how the Mets bullpen hasn't been very good.
It stinks.
It stinks. Okay. But now, throughout the course of the season, this happens with the Yankees because they do have a good bullpen, is that sometimes you're quick to it and you get over-reliant on it. I'll go back to, remember what Zach Britton said. It's like, the more other teams see our bullpen, the more they have an idea of what they're going to get, and the easier it makes us to hit. The Yankees' bullpen has pitched the fourth most innings up to this point in the season.
They rely on them a lot.
Well, so you're going to need Cole. You're going to need you know, once Severino is fully up to speed, Severino, Nestor, to get deeper into games, to give your bullpen a rest once in a while. Because it's going to take, I mean, once Rodon comes back, you're going to have to get him stretched out.
Right.
Clark Schmidt is...
Well, the nice thing is you're winning games. Right. You're 11 games 100%. Over. Tampa loses again last night. How about the Oakland A's?
Look at those A's. Pesky A's.
Look at those A's. By the way, before we even continue
By the way, did you see the video of the A's?
Did you, RJ, you hear that?
No, because you're going to bring something
else
up.
RJ, did you hear that? Honestly, did you hear it? It was like a smothering. It, like Ted Bundy was like, that's how you smother.
Pillow right to the face.
I mean, did you hear it?
You were like a fire, and he just threw the fire blanket right on you.
Which is nice. I said, by the way, he goes, oh, by the way. Like, he by the way my by the way.
So you know what's tough is I know what he was going to bring up, which is the fan
at the
Coliseum literally running the bases and no one stopping him.
Yeah, because why would you?
But that's what I'm saying. Had I not smothered you, it would have been gone into the ether and I never would have said it.
Okay, go ahead now.
No, that was the RJ just said it.
That's it.
That was it. Did you see that? That was it. Just
okay.
A quick little nugget.
Can I have my moment now? All right. So remember we've been promoting where we're going to be at Citi Field?
Yes.
It's changed.
It's changed.
So everybody out there, we are going to be in Lot E. Lot E
as we love the kids.
Edward.
Because we love the kids. Because we're going to respect the kids.
The kids, the school kids, Lot F, we're going to take Lot E. Forget about Lot F. We're not going to mention F. We're at E Edward.
That's it.
That's it.
I cannot wait. I would like to leave now and then just sleep until tomorrow. Because I've only had a couple hours of sleep, so be gentle today.
Okay, I promise you. I take it very easy on you today.
Unlike IKF, I had no BP. Show and go.
You're going to do great.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
When Judge and Greg Allen kind of had the miscommunication, looked like Judge was going to make the play in right field, and then at the last second eased up thinking that Allen, the center fielder, was going to take it. Next inning, boom, home run. Like he was pissed.
He's unbelievable.
He's great. He really is. I mean, seriously, we sat here talking about the pressure of, you know, IKF, who's the shortstop for the Yankees. I mean, you're talking about a guy that had the season he had last year, signs a $360 million contract, and is having
a similar season.
Statistically, when you look at it,
it might be better.
Could be better.
It could possibly be better. So, Yankees, huge win there in action tonight. Again, these late night games are
the worst.
Worst. How about the Mets game last night? Game's over by like...
Tidy.
Before 9:30.
Well, yeah. Well, it was a big one for Senga. And he's pitched... I mean, it's amazing how well he's pitched at home and the difference it's made.
Now, listen, he was awesome. So let's throw that out there. Awesome, phenomenal. You know, you can't ask for anything more. How well do you know me? The only negative surrounding that game and Senga is what?
Only negative surrounding
that game.
It's
not a layup, so you might not get it.
Senga. I don't know. Tell me.
Okay. I would think you go seven innings. You allow one hit.
One hit.
And zero walks.
That nice. That's the big one. Zero walks.
And your pitch count should be lower than 100. That's the only thing I'll say. Like, I would think that one hit, no walks, that's complete game kind of territory.
Right, but
I
think you're being a little nitpicky.
What did I just say? I said only downside I can look at it. He was awesome.
He was great.
By the way, you see what Schwarber is hitting?
It's not good.
Good.
Computer again.
His computer audio is back, in case you were wondering.
What have you done?
This has never happened before. Uh-huh. I love how you guys think it's my fault.
Well, whose fault is
whose fault
it?
Whoever's computer this is.
It's yours. You sit there. It's your computer.
Not all the time. Maybe it's Rosenberg that did it.
RJ, you listen to the K-Show. Have you heard Peter Rosenberg's computer playing
audio? His microphone's never on.
I mean, possessions is 9/10 of the law. So if we were like, oh, look, some heroin, it would be like, oh, it's Rick's. You know what I mean?
No, it would be like, oh, look, this heroin under the desk. I mean, it's not. It didn't fall out of my pocket.
Wait a minute.
Why did this suddenly escalate to heroin?
How did we get here?
Because.
RJ.
Because, well, Rick is saying that it's not his fault. It's his computer.
And then
it's baseball season. How many times has Peter turned his microphone on during baseball season?
Not often.
Okay, right. So he could be just sitting here hanging out listening to the computer.
You bring up a good point.
Well, why don't you mute it?
Did Santiago not come in here yesterday and do the master mute that doesn't work?
Do you need me to go in there again?
It doesn't help, Raymond.
I'm sure there's something I can do to fix it.
Yeah, see, someone put it up to 100%. That's not me. I didn't touch it.
Well, but you know how to mute it now.
No, I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
There's a little speaker in the bottom
corner. I did it, 0%.
Yeah. Great.
So if it happens again, it's the computer.
Okay. Then you're going to need to stop using the computer.
No.
It's very distracting.
I understand. I apologize. I'm a professional. I think I like that happens.
I don't think you do, but I think somebody, if you can't remedy it, maybe you have to stop using it. The fact that this guy's got an 8-ball of heroin under your desk all of a sudden.
I look like a heroin guy to you? I don't think that's right.
What do you mean it's not right? That's what he said. He started. Well,
you think I've slept 2 hours? You think I need heroin now or no?
No, you're. I mean, you're.
No,
clean.
If I had heroin right, I'd be out.
You're clean. It's just the first analogy that came to mind.
I mean, how about that? The first analogy that comes to mind. Your computer is making audio it shouldn't be, and he's got you as a heroin addict.
That escalated.
Nothing
quickly.
You couldn't go anything like a little less harsh.
He likes caffeine. No, you go right to the big stuff.
I feel like I really needed to drive the point home. I mean, listen, you take the subway in the middle of the night, you see some things sometimes.
Oh, that's what it is.
it's like a Freudian slip.
We're going to start a methadone clinic here
in
this studio.
Do you need an escort home? Are you all right?
It wouldn't hurt.
My goodness.
You got him with an escort. I mean, what is happening here?
What are we doing? Heroin escorts?
Yeah.
RJ's at home in the bathtub making crystal meth.
It's like an episode of Breaking Bad.
RJ is the one who knocks.
He's going to pay for that new baby.
Wait till you see the expense of that baby.
Ooh.
Oh my! Between the diapers and the food and the you name it, and the first one you will spare no expense.
Oh no! Anything that Ange wants for that baby, she'll get.
Absolutely. 1-800-919-3776. All right, so let's talk about the positivity. Senga, awesome. I mean, there's no two ways about it. Absolutely filthy awesome. And I thought, for my money, a huge play in that game was Alvarez throwing out Real Muto in the eighth inning.
Yeah. First of all, that was not an easy pitch to try to catch and then get down to second base. McNeil made a great play. But also, like, go back to the Nimmo catch on Castellanos.
Oh.
He makes that play, and then right after he makes that play, Lindor hits the solo home run. So you save a run, you get your run, and then Senga, I mean... The big thing with him was, you mentioned the efficiency, but more importantly was the walks. 9 Ks, no walks. But
dude,
there is, I mean, but when you look at it.
You have his splits in front of you?
Yeah, of course. Do I have his splits in front of
me? Listen, if I say you have his splits in front of you and you don't have
him
now, it's like, how could you do that to me?
No, but those are easy ones.
I wanted to slowly walk you up to it.
Those are easy ones.
Okay, so walk me through the Senga splits on the year.
All right, so Kodai Senga at home, 5 starts, 3-1. ERA's 1.2.
Oof.
Good. Opposing batting average, 136, giving up one home run, 14 walks. Away, 5 starts, 2-2. ERA, I just told you at home, 1.2. On the road, 6.12. Opponent's batting average, 287. He's giving up 5 home runs.
So it was 120 at home, 287 on the road?
No, 120 ERA at home.
Oh, 120 ERA.
612 ERA on the road. Batting average was 136 to 287.
It's a big difference. Yeah. Here is Buck Showalter. Any reason for Senga's home and away splits?
Well, he's been competitive on the road, you know, but he's been really good at home. You know, I'm hoping those things kind of even their way out, you know, as we go forward. But I'd love to have a concrete reason. I'm supposed to, but we've looked at it early on. But I don't know if it's big enough sampling for a guy just coming to a league the first time. It's not like he hasn't been able to get anybody out on the road. It's just he's pitched really well at home. It's not like I'm going to make sure he pitches at home only. It just won't work. But I don't really know for sure yet. What do you think? I'd love to. Anybody wants to weigh in on it, let me know.
I find that Buck, I don't know, he speaks to the point where it's like, all right, Buck, you don't sound like you're making any semblance of
sense.
Yeah,
he says a lot without really saying anything.
Right? Well, yeah. why not just say, you know, guys, I have no idea.
Yeah, we don't know.
Instead of, he's been pretty good on the road. You just gave his numbers. What's his ERA on the road?
6.12.
Is that pretty good?
No.
Okay.
So no, that's the thing, though. It's drastic. Just like the Nestor Cortez thing was drastic.
Right. But stop with the, you know, he's been pretty good on the road. You have an ERA of 6. You're not a major league pitcher.
No, not the one that you just, that you just paid to be. Yeah, I mean, the guy is third in your rotation.
So what are we doing? Why do we play this game?
It's a great question.
Why can't you? I mean, what is wrong? Buck Showalter, what do you think about his home road splits? Guys, I have no idea.
We're trying to figure it out.
I have no idea.
We're trying to figure it out. I mean, what we know right now is he's been great
right.
at home.
He's been lights out at home. We love the way he's pitching at home. Is there, you know, we're not worried about the road. We think he'll figure it out, but there is a sizable difference. Not, well, he's been pretty good on the road, too. No,
he's
he hasn't.
Competitive.
No, he's competitive. But no, he hasn't.
He's got some outs.
He's been bad.
Well, the other thing, too, is the splits with regular rest and extra rest, which is something that you have to pay attention to.
And you have those in front of you?
Of course.
Okay.
On 5 days, which is regular rest, he's got 7 starts. His ERA is 3.96, opposing average, 2.21. On 6 or more days rest, which is the extra rest, 3 starts, he's 2-1. His ERA is 2.2, opposing batting average, 1.86.
So neither terrible, more rest better.
More rest better, and he's given up no home runs in the more rest. But that was something you have to imagine. I mean, you figure with the Japanese pitchers coming over, they pitch once a week.
That forkball goes 14. Ooh, that is a filthy pitch.
It is a filthy pitch. Yeah. Well, he's got crazy. I mean, he's got great stuff.
He's just got to be more in control of it.
Right.
That, I mean, he's got to do
less nibbling. He's got to, I mean, he's got a plus fastball. And then he's got that ghost fork that just disappears.
He's just
got
to be more consistent, right? Throw more strikes. So Mets win. Atlanta loses.
Atlanta loses.
What is it now, 4?
Right now, the Mets.
I think it's 4.
Yeah, I think it's 4. Last time I checked.
Somehow they've played very mediocre baseball, and they're sitting here 4 games behind Atlanta.
Game over 500, literally 4 out. Yeah.
Pretty remarkable.
It is.
Tonight, what do you have? Nola against Carrasco.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow we'll be at the game.
We're looking for Carrasco to have a similar start that he had his last
time in Chicago. He was very good.
Really good.
And the Cubs have been good. Cubs are helping out the Yankees beating up on the Rays.
Yeah.
So it's all happening.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I told you, I had 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah, that's obvious. Maybe RJ wasn't so far off. I defended you with this whole heroin take, but maybe he's not that far off.
Yeah, probably could use an upper. So I was took a downer. I need an upper.
You need some blue stuff?
Whatever. Little blue
green, some greenies? That qualifies as an upper, sure.
Some greenies?
Whatever you got, I'll take.
Now, for the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help your...
Yes.
I'll try that again.
I'm going to pick it up where I left it off. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop on by and say...
Hello!
All right, so I had one misstep there in the read. It wasn't dreadful.
No, it wasn't me trying to say Jeff McNeil. It was better.
I mean, it struggled. I got through it.
Struggle with McNeil.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't punt on it. I picked up and I finished.
Called the timeout.
Finished this thing off. Also, sent myself a DM last night.
Nice.
Little game we can play later today.
So we'll hear from it.
Oh, we'll hear from the DM. Good. Yeah, of course. Well, otherwise, what would be the point?
Great. I mean, right.
Let's go to some of the calls. 1-800-919-3776. Mike in Valley Stream. Good morning, Mike. You're at 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Just want to let you know I'm a big, big fan of Giants all the way, man.
Thank you. But here's my question for you, Mike, and I love that you like me and I like you as well. Why would you not even say good morning to Rick? Not even, like, acknowledging that he's here.
Listen, I like Rick and I like the Islanders, and Rick's been great to me as well. But the Giants piece, you know, the whole plaques, Knicks, childhood, that just honed – Rothenberg's my childhood. I'm 28 years old. And Dave Rothenberg is me. I'm Long Island, New York, and Dave, Mike are one. We're one. You didn't know it,
great.
But we're one.
That's great.
I feel a connection to
good.
You as well.
So when we smash the Giants, you can be part of it then, too. I'll include
sounds
you.
Sounds good, Rick.
Oh, no.
Mike, here's when the Giants beat the Jets this year, I want you to make sure you're lined up ready, and I'll get to your call right at 6:01.
I love that, Dave. Well, anyways, I guess the point here that I wanted to bring up is I'm a Yankee fan, but Buck, just – get to the point, man. You know, cut the crap. You're not fooling me. You're not fooling my rabbi. You're not fooling Dave, and you're not fooling Rick. That's my only point. Buck, cut the crap.
He's unhappy with Buck Showalter, is what he is.
Yeah, but what do you want him to do, though, man?
No,
I get that. We all know it. I mean, he's trying to figure it out. I'm sure they're trying to figure it out. They got a bunch of people that want to know how to maximize their players.
I think his only thing is, why do you have to... He's been really good on the road. No, he has not.
Well, I didn't say really good. He's been competitive.
But not really.
An
ERA of 6 is not competitive. Why not just say, we're not really sure what's going on? He's been great at home. He struggled on the road. And the goal is to obviously fix that as soon as possible.
Yeah, we're trying to find the sweet spot.
What's so wrong with that?
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with
it. When guys say stuff that you look at and you're like, huh, that's interesting, I think is when you start to lose people.
Yeah, but he doesn't care if he loses you, though. I mean, the goal of what he's being paid to do is get the best out of his players. And I'm sure let's not pretend like... us going on the computer and Googling Kodai Senga's splits, that they don't know exactly what the hell is going on.
What
and
computer
trying to
would you go
out.
On for something like that?
Probably this other one over here.
Uh-huh.
Something right over here.
Uh-huh.
Wallet took some shrapnel, too.
Oh, my God.
It's moist. Will you stop that? This is a serious, serious situation.
Very serious situation.
No, so I get what you're saying.
Listen, that's one way to keep the computer from sounding off.
Oh, my God. This guy, he can't help it.
He can't
keep a secret.
He throws grenades.
Grenades?
Yeah.
Out. It's everyone. Out.
No, nobody is worse at secret keeping than Santiago. You know what he's like? He's like a 14-year-old girl.
You've given me a complex. Where
what do you mean?
You constantly have something to say. I can't just sit quietly back here. You expect me to?
It's like you just hold all the secrets and then you just burst out with them every once in a while.
I think
except for mine.
I think they're used as weapons. I don't think he's a bad secret keeper. I think
this is all very strategic.
I think he's a good secret keeper. I think when he feels like
he probably knows the name of the baby.
No, he doesn't. But I feel like when he's backed into a corner, he just starts lashing out. Like this, like what we witnessed moments ago will inevitably come out now. He has this over Rick.
Forever.
See, he gets it.
Yeah. It's great.
But what kind of a friend is that? That I have something on you, and when you have your first misstep, I'm gonna jump out with this big piece of news that everyone can now know.
Splash right in.
Splash right in.
Oh, great.
It's great.
That really is.
I see what it is, though.
It's all
those
class.
Those two on that side are out to get us. It's fine. There's clearly a divide.
They're dropping the gauntlet, mm-hmm. and they want to go.
Listen, I leapt into action.
You did.
You did.
I mean, it didn't really do anything.
Yeah, I mean, it may.
No, when?
Well, do anything or not, you can't deny the fact
should
that
we
he was...
Should we put this in some rice?
You know what? Rice has too many calories.
No, but if no, you're for that...
I have heard that.
Yeah.
You put your phone, you drop it in the water, you... rice.
Sure, I think that's a great idea. Get a big vat of rice, throw the computer in it, and away you go.
I'll go downstairs.
We didn't out and say it.
Ray did.
That wasn't me. I didn't say the trick word that Dave did. That was all Dave. Blame him.
Clock, TV, computer. Who knows what I'm talking
about? Apple, pear, hammer.
That's right. It could be anything. Well, let's go to Cullum in the Bronx. Cullum, say good morning to Rick. You're on 98.7.
Oh, good morning, Ricardo, and good morning, Dave. Shout out to the company. I can't wait for tomorrow. I'm so excited to hang out with you guys and meet you for the first time.
We're excited.
It's going to be great,
well, man.
It's really no joke. Like we had the 3-day weekend, but it was like I think we're all looking forward to tomorrow. It was one of the best events we've ever had. The last time we did this Mets tailgate was maybe the best.
Was absolutely awesome. It really was. Cullum, you with us all day from show all the way through game?
Yeah, I'm in the company. You know, I'll be at the show probably around like 5:30.
Which is embarrassing.
I'll be at the show. We'll set up. We'll be there part of our little a tailgate set up for you guys. We're section 129 right next to you. You know, I'm there all day, all the way to the end.
Love it. All right. So what do you got today, Cullum?
So I wanted to talk a little bit about the Yankees. Clearly they're a playoff team. They're a good team, but we can both see that they don't seem like they're capable of, you know, they're a championship favorite or they're going to.
Well, why not though? I wouldn't say championship favorite, but why are the Yankees not one of three or four teams in the American League who has a real chance?
I get that, and that's definitely possible. But I think the same problems will come like they have the last 7 years, where I don't think they have enough with their bats. But I was going to ask you guys, is there anything that you'd say that they would go out and get? Personally, I think a left fielder, you know, fixing that carousel they've had and go getting maybe a consistent bat at left field would put them over the top. But what do you guys think? What do you think?
I think they could use a left fielder. I think you can never have too much bullpen. I'd have to keep a monitor on the starting situation. But yeah, there's certainly pieces. But I mean, I think Houston. I still would stand by and say they're my favorites because they seemingly win every year.
Well, now with Altuve back, yeah.
Tampa is exceptional. But why not? Why are the Yankees not right there?
Yeah, the Yankees should be right there. I mean, you got to remember too, the Yankees haven't been whole yet. I mean, you're going to get big pieces back. Right? Like, I mean, Stanton is a big piece to this lineup.
He's a 40 home run guy.
Right. I mean, your offseason acquisition outside of bringing Judge back hasn't pitched yet.
I mean, Canely's going to make his way back.
Right. Canely, Loaisiga.
So, like,
these are big time pieces.
Yeah. I don't understand the negativity.
And most importantly, here's the most important thing is that I gave you all the numbers to start the show. Aaron Judge, how important he is to this team when, you know, wins, losses, the difference. And it's a huge difference when they win and when they lose. Aaron Judge has to be Aaron Judge in the playoffs.
Correct.
We talked about it yesterday. What made Derek Jeter special was there was no drop-off. Derek Jeter during the regular season was the same player as he was in the postseason.
Right. Judge much better in the regular season.
Well, yeah. Like, well, he had a historic dominance. Season last year, one of the great offensive seasons you ever saw, and against Houston he had one hit.
And there'll be more pressure on him this year.
Well, that's the next step, right? I mean, it's the natural progression is that you take care of the individual stuff, you finally get paid, which he did. And now the focus is all on winning championships. That's the natural evolution.
Right. And he's got to get one. He's got at a minimum, even if they don't win, Aaron Judge has to give you one of those postseasons.
Right. I mean, that's the next step for him. To go down as one of the great Yankees, it has to...
You have to do it in the postseason.
Have to do it in the postseason.
Every day there are drivers on the road who decide not to buckle their seatbelts. Some of those drivers will be ticketed by law enforcement. Some of those drivers who crash won't even make it home. Buckling up is the single most effective way to protect your life in the event of a crash and make it home safely to your loved ones. Don't risk it, click it, or ticket paid for by NHTSA. Speaking about that, Reed, every day now, Ben is driving me around Westchester. And it is, he's pretty good, but it's still nerve-wracking.
But does he like it now, or is he still kind of like, whatever?
I think he's now like...
He's embraced it.
Yeah, he's embraced it. Although we did have a moment where I thought we were never going to leave a road yesterday. So we came to an intersection. And
he was stopped.
And I was like, at some point you're going to need to go. He's like, well, how can I do that? I was like, because otherwise we're going to have dinner
here.
It's
overwhelming.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's tough.
I mean, you think about the literally thousands of hours we've spent in the car. So we're good drivers. Although not everyone is good after spending thousands
of
hours.
Not a lot of people are. Yeah, there's a lot of bad drivers.
But he's probably been behind the wheel 3 hours.
I'm an excellent driver.
It's
overwhelming, man. Yeah, I mean, you take it for granted. But, I mean, it's the first time behind the wheel. Like, you get one of those intersections where you're trying to merge onto a highway. Or, like, even when you're on the highway, cars start speeding by you.
Right. We're not highway driving yet.
Well, no, we're not ready yet, but...
But we'll get there.
I think back. I got my license, so I didn't get my license or my permit until I left home to go to Michigan. So I got my license and my first car when I was gone.
In a foreign place.
In Michigan by myself. Which I could only imagine.
What car
for my
did
parents.
You have? How'd you have a car?
My dad bought me, because I made the team, he promised me that he would get me a car when I got my license. So he got me, it was like a Jeep Cherokee.
Nice.
It was nice.
You've always been a Jeep guy.
Crashed it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you were not always a
Multiple
great driver
times.
Either.
Multiple times. Yeah.
You were a speedy guy, weren't you?
No, I'm not necessarily
a lead
speedy.
Foot, didn't
yeah,
you?
A little bit. Probably don't want to come out of the parking lot the wrong direction, get into a little head-on collision.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You left through the entrance.
Yeah.
That's typically
They were trying
not great.
To get to practice me and Hainsey. Head on. Pff, did not go well when I called Dad.
Was he livid?
You could hear the phone go across the room.
He threw it?
Oh, yeah.
Livid.
Right. Because he didn't want to deal with that again. That was the second accident.
What was the first one?
I rear-ended somebody.
Oh, my God.
That one wasn't my fault. That was a no-blinker situation. The person just stopped. And I just, to the back. The love tap.
Not good.
No.
Not great. Raymond, you want to share with the audience? Embarrass anybody? No? Take any shots?
Any other secrets?
Out anybody here?
If we're going to be all sensitive about it. But
we're going to be all sensitive about it. Why don't you give us something about you?
Because this isn't about me.
Well, we can make it about you. Give us something.
See, that's the thing.
Secret first secret.
I don't need to.
Yeah, see, we won't use them as weapons. We'll embrace the secret.
Is saying that you got into an accident and rear-ending somebody and then trying to say it's not your fault, is that really
Have you rear-ended somebody?
See,
what?
That's a very open-ended question.
What do you mean?
What if it's open-ended? It's very cut and dry. Have you ever rear-ended anyone?
I see what you're doing there, and I'm not touching that.
You have a warped mind, is what he... Yeah.
Sick, twisted mind.
I work with you. It was only a matter of time.
Let's go to Purple Belt Mike. Good morning, PBM. How are you?
What's up? Good morning. Shout out to the company. I'm just so excited for tomorrow, guys. I can't wait. Going to be an awesome show, baby. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Will you be
wait.
Wearing your purple belt
and
to the
gi.
Event?
Wear your gi and your purple
belt. Yeah, so you'll really stand out.
I mean, you want me to?
Yes.
Yeah!
All right, done.
At a minimum, start out in the purple belt and the gi. That way, when we see you at Publicans tomorrow morning, it's obvious who you are.
Yeah, done. I also, I want to know if you guys can settle a debate.
Sure.
I'm not going to lean to any side. Do you think that the Yankees are the gold standard and the class of all of baseball as it stands today?
Currently? Or all time?
Currently.
No.
Like, would you say that the Yankees are the standard and the gold standard of baseball?
No. How could you say that? Yeah. They haven't been to a World Series in 15 years.
I hope you're listening, Chief. I hope you're listening.
No, in fact, Mike, we'll see you tomorrow. It's a terrible take.
Awful.
The gold standard?
No. They like to believe they are, but they're not right.
If you close the door and said, are we the gold standard in baseball, do you really think that Steinbrenner and Castro would say, oh, yeah, we are?
No, I think there's something to be said to being, I mean, in the playoffs every single year, being a team that's never under 500.
Listen,
pressure not to, like, they can't rebuild the way that Houston rebuilt.
They're a terrific organization, and they're competitive every single year. But that's different from saying they're the gold standard in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, they're the most valuable franchise in baseball, but that doesn't make them
gold standard.
Who?
Dodgers, Astros.
I think Atlanta's got to be in the mix.
Yep.
I think Tampa's in the mix probably now.
But they haven't won.
No, I know, but just, I mean, to do, like, under, like, if you put into context what they're doing, right? I mean, that's, with the amount of money that they spend?
It's remarkable.
It's crazy.
So, Tampa, Houston.
I would put Tampa, Houston,
Dodgers, Atlanta.
Yeah.
All ahead of the Yankees.
All ahead of the Yankees?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, just what Atlanta's been able to do, too, just getting these guys the team-friendly deals.
I mean, Atlanta's there every year. Dodgers are there
every
year.
You see what Freddie Freeman is doing right now?
He's hitting 344. You see what Arise is hitting?
Yes.
He's hitting like 375.
It's a good deal.
It's a good deal for both teams, though. Lopez, good pitcher.
I know, that guy can hit, though, man.
Yeah, he's a terrific hitter. You want to feel, this is unbelievable. Joe Namath, today, 80.
80 years old.
80 years old for Joe Namath.
Legend.
That's 80 years old. Goes quick, huh?
He's on the list of people's life you'd like to live.
Yeah, Jeter.
When he was in his prime.
Jeter, Messier.
Like, I hear some of the stories. Like, I heard some, like, Ron Duguay would do some stuff with MSG with him. And he would tell me some of the, like, the stories back in the heyday. Like, how he got his own, like, he bought his own limo. And, like, there's pictures he would show me, like, him and Cher. Just wild stories.
It's mind-boggling.
He's like, who do you think took this picture? I was like, I don't know. He's like, oh, that's me. That's John McEnroe. That's us. Like,
McEnroe's another one. He's had a pretty good life, too. And he was in Mr. Deeds.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Well, speaking of that.
You underestimate my sneakiness.
Where's the French Open?
It's not on.
No.
No, I requested it not being on.
Whoops. Did you really? Yeah. Why?
Because you're good now.
I'm gonna be great.
No, you're not, though.
Give me a chance.
RJ.
Please, let me touch
RJ. Raymond.
Yes?
Is Dave better or worse with the French Open on?
He's more distracted with the French Open now, that's for
Thank
sure.
Thank you.
I've caught him peeking up.
What are you peeking up? His eyes,
I'll watch the match in its entirety.
He maybe
but
peeks
mean
at
that
me
I,
one time.
That doesn't mean that I can't multitask.
I'm talking to myself.
Aaron Judge doing some peeky-peeky. I'm right here with you.
Yeah, but it's like we're sitting around the table having conversation. You're on your phone. Like, we're sharing time
eyes
together.
Eyes glued to the
it's
phone.
It's 4 hours. I don't need to stare at one of you for four hours.
Yeah, all of us.
All right, let's go to Danny in Centerport. Danny, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, gents. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right, guys. Listen, I really want to tell you, I'm looking forward to meeting you guys tomorrow. Truly, truly am.
Danny, we feel the exact same way. We can't wait to see everybody tomorrow.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. I unfortunately, I don't think I could stay for the whole show. But I'm going to get there early and then head off to work afterwards. But, you know, I want to let you guys know, RJ is the best, man. What he just did for me and what he did for your program and as a loyal listener, guys, I just dropped off a beautiful package that I hope you can go down and get and bring up to you guys, you know, all stemming from the promise that I made to you about getting Aaron Rodgers and what I was going to do. And I made a really, really nice care package. I hope you guys enjoy. I'd like you to take home to your families, truly. And, Dave, I know you're watching your figure, but please make a little pasta tonight if you can. I left some beautiful bread down there as well for you. So I know, again, you're watching your figure. But enjoy it, and that comes from us and me sticking to my word that we got Aaron Rodgers and I would take care of you guys. And it's been like a honeymoon with this guy so far. He's done everything that you wanted him to. He's embraced this city, embraced everything. I'm so looking forward to it. But truly looking forward to meeting you guys tomorrow. I really would like you to critique what I sent you. Enjoy what it is. I think you're going to like the package. And I'm a big fan, guys. And I look forward to meeting
Danny,
you guys
it's awesome.
Tomorrow.
We appreciate you. We have such loyal listeners. Everyone is great. And as you can see,
it's a
Danny
beautiful
sent
package.
Beautiful.
You now pour a vat of marinara sauce all over my body.
So it looks like there's some bread that can go dipping into the marinara.
Right. So take your shirt off.
You want me to
throw some in your belly button. Now you're watching your figure.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Those were huge fat people.
I think we put right in the belly button. I'm sure that we kicked the lint out first, but I think we clean that thing out. And then right to the belly button.
Maybe you do have a heroin problem.
And then we get the package.
Maybe you do. So when you spilled water all over your computer before, was that is that troubling
Let's
for you?
Go!
No, the first time wasn't trouble. It was the second
time. Oh, the second one was a beauty.
Thanks.
As he's starting to mop up the first one, the second, it was like Niagara Falls in here. It really was amazing.
Great. Thanks.
Take shots at my navel,
right.
And this is what happens.
All right, Dave, we'll get the package. We'll put it right in your mouth, and you shut up.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.